This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and well, it was slated. It has to be done. So here we are at the moment. At 9 o'clock, it will start, and I am imagining at some point you will tune in and take a listen as to what's going on. The nation is in such a crazy state right now, and the president is getting more and more absurd in his actions, causing a great deal of panic in Washington. They're saying, well, he's off his rocker, and just a little push, and he'll be totally off his rocker. And it's amazing to me that people are finding that he's so odd. He's behaving so badly. He's just crazy. I don't want to use the word in the vernacular sense, but he's off. And I'm surprised that it took people so long to find out that he is off. Don't forget, I warned you long before anybody started raising this question. This man is not, does not have both R's in the water. Something is off with him. But this is America, and somebody with his reputation as a businessman and all this money, he couldn't possibly. There couldn't possibly be anything wrong with him. And now they're discovering that just about everything is wrong with him. So we continue asking and answering some questions, if you don't mind, because it would be good to know before the debate starts what your disposition is, and see after the debate whether you knew what you were talking about. Or did you miss a couple of clues? But first, let me ask you, however you vote in this election, will your vote be a pro Biden Harris vote? Or will it be an anti-Trump Pence vote? And I think if you run that through your brain a bit, you'd see what I'm really asking. Is it going to be the case that you're voting for somebody because you identify with what they're saying, you identify and agree with their approach, what they're looking to do? Or are you going to be voting on the basis of resentment against the candidate? That the candidate, for whatever reason, has turned you off. That means you're making an anti-Trump vote. You're casting an anti-Trump Pence vote. And I'd like you to explain. I'd like you to explain what you feel right now, which way you're going to go. You're going to be a pro vote or an anti-vote? And besides that, what will be your disposition, you think? Of course, we have no way of predicting what you will be doing come election day. But as it stands right now, with what we are learning and discovering, what are you inclined to do, if anything? How will you go on this question of who you will support for office? 888-874-4888. And you notice I said, would this be a for vote? That doesn't mean you necessarily approve of what they're doing, but you don't like the other people as much. So you actually casting a vote against them, but you consoling yourself that at least you're doing something, you're voting, but you're not quite comfortable with the idea that you're voting for somebody because you're not sure you identify with them anyway. It's a quandary, but we often find ourselves at this place when election time rolls around. You find out that you don't want to vote for this person, but you just can't stand the thought of voting for that person. So you console yourself and say, well, at least I'm voting. I'm not happy with this vote. But you're not brave enough to say, are you casting a pro vote or are you casting an anti-vote? Which way you think you're leaning so far, based on what we collectively have been experiencing in these here United States? Things are getting more and more bizarre. People are becoming more and more unpredictable. And the distance, in many cases, is greater by the day between what we want as voters or as the public and what they say they'll give you. This is what they're prepared to give you. It has nothing to do with what you want. It has to do with what they want. So how do you see yourself leaning so far? We still have a month to go. Ed from Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I'm going to vote for. It's funny you mentioned. I just got a ballot in the mail yesterday, but I'm not going to vote for either one. And I'm not. I'm against Trump on certain issues, and I'm against Biden on certain issues. Here's the problem with Biden. I don't want to be forced to take a vaccine that's toxic. If Biden gets into office with this pandemic, which they've lied about, he's going to force me to take a vaccine I don't want. I don't want to be forced to take something I don't want, and I believe that. Trump won't do that, but Trump I don't want either because I need money. I need a job, and Trump already said no stimulus. Not going to pass any stimulus till after the election, and he's already broken constitutional rules all over the place. So I'm voting for propositions. There's propositions out here for rent control. There's propositions out here that will help me, and that's why I'm voting. For president, forget it. There's nobody. There's nobody speaking to us.
Have you given some thought or some feeling about the vice presidential candidates?
No. Yeah, I have. And I know Kamala Harris's record. It's atrocious. I mean, you know, and I know Pence. So, no, I have no interest in them. They're not out for me. They're not protecting me. They're not going to help us. They're not going to help the country. You know, as a comedian, I will check out the debate. I have to do that. That's my job. To check out the debate, and I will check out the debate, but they're not saying anything. They're not speaking to me. They're not saying anything. There's no policy. There's no policies there. There's no policies to keep people in their home. There's no economic stimulus for everybody, and there's so many people suffering. So, no, these people aren't speaking to me. I mean, personally, you know, in 3 months, if I don't get my act together, I face homelessness, along with 66 other people in Los 66,000 other people in Los Angeles, because the rents are too high and there's no living wage jobs here. So I have to think way, way, way outside the box, which is fine. I can do that, and it's a challenge. But none of these candidates are speaking to us. We all need so much help. They just don't realize it because they live in their own corporate world. Corporations which donate to both sides and both political parties, and they're the ones that always make out after every election. And that's the problem.
Does it surprise you that you have reached this space with regard to what you might have taken seriously or in at least with a different attitude not too long ago?
Well, years ago, I was a Democrat, And then I started listening to Pacifica Radio, and I realized some of the draconian things that they were doing and some of the things that Barack Obama was doing and Bill Clinton was doing, which I didn't realize at the time that I was a Democrat. And I found out years later what they were doing to this country instead of for this country. And then I realized that both parties are on the dole of the corporate state, and they both take money from corporations. I mean, how ironic that the banks every month get hundreds of billions of dollars to keep them propped up or they go out of business, yet nobody in the Congress and the Senate can find money to help us. How ironic that these banks every month get hundreds of billions of dollars. So I know where my government's interest lies, and it doesn't lie with me. It lies with the corporate state and the banks. And so do the people who work for it, because it's all one big club. As George Carlin said, it's one big club, and I'm not in it, and you're not in it, and the American people aren't in it. And the only way you get in it is to be part of this huge mass corruption called the corporate state, and they're the ones that are making out. So I'm glad I know what I know now, and I mean, my job is to get the money out of politics, and that's what I'm going to work on doing. I'm right now creating a podcast, but so many other comedians, so I'll be one of many. But as far as Biden and Trump getting my loyalty, getting my vote, they're not saying anything to me to get my vote. They're completely narcissistic. And I will say this about Biden. Biden looks so weak right now that if for some reason he gets in, I give him a year. It'll be the Kamala Harris presidency. It will not be the Joe Biden presidency. I do not believe that he has the physical stamina. He looks frail. He looks weak. I'm sorry to say that, but he does. And he looks like he has some dementia. So, again, but all notwithstanding, these people will not get my vote. I will vote for propositions, but I will not vote for these. I'll probably write in a candidate. I haven't decided who that's going to be yet, but maybe Marianne Williamson or somebody else. I'll write in a candidate, but not these two gentlemen. They're not going to help us, unfortunately.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
for taking my call. Great conviction, and I thank you for that as well. You minced no words here today. Thank you. David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm getting right to the point. The system that we have in this country, the one that pretends it's a democracy, and I talk about that all the time on my post on YouTube, Brother Davis from Brooklyn Speaks, and thousands of people listen. I'm glad of that. But the point is, neither of these two groups that we call different parties, Republican and Democrat, but they have the same goal. They represent the interests of the oligarchs and the people who really run the country. The people have no ability to run the country going through this game with the Republicans and Democrats. So there's no way that I can vote for either of those candidates. The point is that if I did live in a battleground state, I might consider just going along with Borden, with Biden rather, rather than Trump. I guess he's the worst one of the better of the two evils is Biden, but they're both evil, and I'm not going to vote for any evil. So I'm not living in a battleground state. I'm living in New York, so I have the luxury of voting for who I want to vote for, and I'll just go with Howie Hawkins, and that's it. So New York has the luxury of letting people vote who they really want, rather than those two slugs that are presented by these bandits in the Democrat and Republican parties. So that's where it stands for me. I'm going with the philosophy that New York is already a blue state, so there's no danger of voting for who I want. And that's where David from Brooklyn stands.
Are you surprised by your own conclusion? Are you surprised that this is what you're thinking at this time in your life with respect to
When I was young and didn't know anything, I even registered for the Democrat Party. You know, I didn't know anything. Go to these schools, they really make you dumb. So I had to do a lot of study on my own. You know, you can't learn something about history and really the situations you have in the country by going to the schools, private or public, where they teach you all kinds of lies and all kinds of stupid things about you're living in this republic and a democracy, which is a joke. There's no way that the ruling class could go along with a democracy. This is an imperial republic that controls the world, essentially, or most of the world, who brainwash people. I even hear people talking about nonsense about free world and all that. All that rhetoric from the Cold War and whatnot, which is stupid. Free world. Where's the free world? There's no free world here. So the point is that I had to study and learn for myself and bring myself to this point. But I'm not pulling any lever for Biden or the other slug, Trump. And that's it. And I'm in a battleground state, so I can do what I want.
All right. Brother David from Brooklyn Speaks. Thank you so much for your opinion today. Is it Jean or is it Gene from Maryland?
Hi, Utrice. It's Gene. Good afternoon to you and to the listening audience.
Thank you for calling in. Are you surprised that you're thinking the way you're thinking now, on the cusp, practically, of a national election where people have decided in opinions, but some people are still evaluating which way to go? Are you one of those?
No, ma'am. I am not.
Tell me why you're not.
Well, you know, I call in from time to time and I point out that both the Democrats and the Republicans are rotten. And I told you the other day a little story about how the Democrats cheated Jesse Jackson and how we are being cheated along the same lines as the public. And so, as Brother David pointed out, I too live in a place that is not a battleground state, and I too will be voting for Howie Hawkins. But I wanted to point out something about the debate or debates that we are seeing right before our eyes, a tremendous trick. We saw the last debate where we had two candidates for president, neither of which could carry on a discussion of substance. Tonight, we're going to see two candidates for vice president who may carry on a discussion about substance. But if you look at what the Constitution says, the only job of the vice president is to take over for the president, assuming the president becomes incapacitated. So what that actually means is that tonight we're going to see a discussion of substance by two people that don't matter. I find that shocking.
I'm laughing that you put it that way.
If you read the Constitution, that's what it is.
It was just the way you put it.
I find that shocking. Two people that don't matter are going to discuss national policy. I mean, that's as bad as, you know, us on the radio talking about national policy every day. I think this is disgusting what the way that we choose our leaders has devolved into this cesspool of nothingness, where we have these people who are making life and death decisions, who have no knowledge, no experience, no empathy, no nothing that matters. And they're allowed to control the levers of government, the budgets of government, and the tools of war. It's amazing to me to have to live through this.
So will you be voting this year?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, I agree with David. I'll be voting for Howie Hawkins.
Okay. Will your vote be considered an anti-Trump vote or anti-Biden vote? Which way are you casting it?
It's not limited to Trump and or Biden. I am an anti-system, anti-party, anti-method of elections. I don't believe that there's anything fair or reasonable or even transparent about the way that this process works. I think it's disgusting. And I'm ashamed. I've traveled out of the country and I've talked to other people in other places, and they say, you know, here in Africa, they talk about our levels of corruption and the problems that we have, but what are you Americans doing? And it is just amazing that the only way we get away with doing that is via the dollar and the aircraft carrier. And that's it.
So tell us a bit about the candidate that you are favoring at this moment. What drew you to support this candidate?
Howie Hawkins is a guy who has been around for quite some time. He is a candidate who is really the only person who is talking about things that matter. He's talking about the people. It's just that he doesn't have a platform. He can't get out. He can't get his voice heard. And, you know, as voters, we are not allowed by the media, by the parties, to hear him. It would be very interesting if Howie Hawkins was on the stage with some of these candidates. But we're not allowed to hear that. And so because of that, I am anti-party.
I see.
I think it's a crime. A crime against humanity.
I think what you're saying makes great sense. Good sense. And I agree with you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. E from Edgewater, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Yatrice.
Good afternoon, E. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there like everybody else. Figured I'd call in to add some more to the mix here. I just got this thought in my head yesterday that maybe this thing is fixed. You know, we all thought Hillary was going to beat Trump, and then Trump won. So I said, "Oh, this is the way they want to manipulate us with this Trump guy. Like you think he's really insane? I think he's acting. Other people are scared of him, just like you always say. So this is the guy they wanted in there for 4 years to get us all nervous and frantic. And it's validated because he is acting so strange and weird. So maybe this is the purpose." And then we'll be so happy to have anybody else but him. We'll have Biden. So this is the scenario that Biden can win, because I've been thinking Trump's getting 8 years at least. So I was expecting him to win.
That's the 1-2 punch that we are undergoing right now?
Right. You're on to it. Like you said last Friday, remember, for you, my friend, you said, does he really have the virus? Can you really say for sure he has it? What proof is there? We don't ask them to prove it, but it could have been a ploy just to get them off the supremacist thing. I thought Trump got trounced by Biden in the debate. We haven't talked about it much, but I thought he got trounced, and I thought he acted, you know, completely the opposite of the way he handled Hillary. He was grumpy. He was angry. He kept letting Biden call him a clown, said he was the worst president ever, told him to shut up. I thought Biden, like, romped him, and I was so surprised, and I'm not hearing from anybody else. But see, he has a way of then twisting things. Now he's got the virus. Just when he was having all this trouble denouncing the white supremacist groups, remember that in the end of the debate? So now all of a sudden, so the next day, that was the narrative. Everybody was talking about how Trump's, you know, really hurting himself, and other Republicans now also that are running. So then the virus comes to Trump.
Shift about what is about to happen tonight, and what is about to happen tonight is the big debate featuring the vice presidential candidates. What are your feelings about the vice presidential candidates?
Right. When did we ever really pay attention to vice presidents? I mean, it's the president and the secretary of state. And this, by the way, I'm trying to lead to this. This is the scenario that Biden wins because everybody's so afraid of Trump. So now Biden gets in, and we're going to be in real big trouble then because Hillary Clinton is still out there. And she's in his administration, and she was Secretary of State when he was Vice President, and she was higher than him, and she did more damage than even he did. He had to get his 2 cents in Ukraine, but Hillary made her mark all over the world.
I wanted to pull you away from so that we stay with the topic that we plan to discuss today, and
all
that
right.
is the vice presidential candidates who will be debating tonight.
Right.
What is your feeling about it?
I don't have any real big feelings about it. You know, Pence has been the vice president for 4 years, and I haven't seen him really do or say much. You know, he's a silent kind of guy, and I'm sure he'll have his preparations ready for answering questions. And on the other side, Kamala Harris will be the same way. I mean, she performed in the debates in the primary. She attacked Biden. All of a sudden, she's his running mate. She was why attack him? Make him look like he's the strong guy. Make him look like he's the front runner. Forget about Bernie. Let's focus on Biden. She knew she was going to be the vice president, so she dropped out early. Why spend more money trying to be the president when you already know you're going to be the vice president candidate? How do I know this? I can't prove it, but I have a feeling that this is what's going on, Beatrice, and you know where I'm coming from, all right? So this is the way I see it. It's not going to be anything special. I mean, Harris will say things. And Pence will say things, and it'll be even more boring than Trump and Biden. Just another waste of our time, because we're focusing on the wrong things, and this is what they want us to focus on. So we're not doing anything else with our lives, and when the time comes that we need to, we won't be prepared. But I can't go further on that because we want to stick with this, what we're talking about today. That's my view of it. I'm just worried about Hillary. If Biden gets in, we're going to have more problems than we can really imagine. Okay?
All right. Thanks, E, for calling in and contributing today. From New York, Gwen, you're on the air.
Hi, Eutrice. I'm actually in Cape May. I'm in Cape May, and it's really beautiful. I'm outside, so I hope there's no much background. But I wanted to get in on this because I think I actually want to watch tonight's debate because I think she's going to kick his butt. And I think one thing she's really good at is kicking people's butts. I don't particularly like her, but I think that she's going to be interesting to watch tonight, and I will want to watch it. I think Pence is kind of a snail, and I don't think he'll know what to do with her because one thing she's pretty fast on her feet. She doesn't mince words, and I actually want to watch this one. I did not watch the Trump one because I had a feeling it was going to be the way it was. And it was just so, from what I could see, it was so disgusting. And he was just such a pig that I can predict how he's going to be. He wasn't going to tell me anything new. But from what I understand, he did worse. I'm glad to hear E talk about how bad he did, because I don't get a clear reading from a lot of people who like him. So I'm going to watch it tonight. I think it's going to be interesting. I've heard a lot of negative things about her, but I will say one thing. Even when Bernie was running, I thought that she would be a great running mate, because I think that she's very tough. And I think if you have somebody come in who's going to take a lot of heat for changing the system, like giving us national health care, you need a partner next to you that can take the heat for that. So it's not always necessarily whether or not you like somebody. Are they able to facilitate a duty that you need to have done? Now, I don't see that Joe Biden will be changing that much. But, you know, I'm not totally negative either, because even though I don't like Joe Biden or his past governing, I do think that he's going to be very pliable. And I said to my mother last night, I said, you know, this guy has nothing to lose. He's not going to do two terms. And what if he said it's okay to have national health care? And he also, I think, wants to be liked. And I think that his ears are open. He knows that the left is not just going to sit on its butt this time. If we put you in there, I think a lot of lefties are not going to stand down. They're going to stay where they are, and they're going to increase. And I think that this may make him more pliable to give us some of the things that we want to have. So I don't know if it's all going to be negative. We might have a chance and be surprised at what we get. He could be a real hero if he left office in 4 years giving us national health care. That would make him a real hero. So maybe it won't be all doom and gloom like everybody else said. I completely disagree with the other callers that think that Trump is not dangerous, though. And I think he's amazingly dangerous. I think he's more dangerous now. And my sister called me this morning, and she knows somebody who's friends with a fireman in California. And that fireman told the friend that they were training for what was going to happen on election day, that there could be military martial law. And they were training for that in their fire department. So I think that's a very, very scary thing to anticipate happening.
Are you surprised at what you're thinking? Would you be casting a vote in this election, especially for vice president?
Yes, I'm going to definitely vote, and I'm definitely voting for Biden. And I don't really care about the ridicule I'm going to take from my friends on the left. I'm on the left, too. But I'm sorry, this is too razor thin for me to fool around with voting for Howie Hawkins, who we all know is not going to win. And my vote does count in an election where the stakes are not so high. And I'm sorry, but if you can't see that Trump is unglued, if you can't see that he's calling for race wars and arming the general public, then you're just naive. You just don't understand how the real world and the rest of the world and the things they've been through. Just because you haven't lived through a war in your country doesn't mean that it can't happen. So I'm not going to sit on my piety. I have common sense. I think I'm a very smart person when it comes to politics. But there are times when, and this is one of those times, when the stakes are just too high. And we will not live through 4 more years of President Trump in any kind of comfort. We're going to be, our lives are going to be drastically changed. And I really and truly believe that. And I think those who poo-poo that and act like people like me are hysterical, they are naive and innocent, but they will change when the clamp comes.
Well, the one thing I would advise people not to do is to think that you are hysterical. You're hysterical like a fox. That's for sure. You know what you're looking at. You know what you're doing. And you have a great perspective on things. Do you expect that this election would be much a vote against Trump or a vote for his opposition? How would you look at it?
I think I know that I am voting against Trump. That's my vote. It wouldn't matter for, you know, obviously, I'm not obviously, the people don't know me, but I am not a Biden fan. But I am so, so terrified of what this man means and what he's been doing. And now that he's on these drugs, he's even crazier than he was before. And there he is on steroids that make you hallucinate and give you a more grandiosity than he already has. And he's sitting with the nuclear codes. And look at all the people that have gotten sick. So, you know, I take it very seriously. And I take it seriously because I see so many people where I'm at right now. My parents live in Cape May, New Jersey. And there are so many people that are Trump supporters here. And it's a weird thing. You've got very wealthy people that are supporting Trump. And then you have very, very poor people that are supporting Trump. And the black people are supporting Biden, and the middle class white people and upper middle class white people are supporting Biden. So that's very close. That's a close call in populations. And that's why I don't think this is the election to go with your pious ideas. I think this is a nuts and bolts kind of routine, you know, and I don't think I think the stakes are, do you want to go into civil war or do you want to try to stabilize and grow from where we are? Because I think that's really true that the country could split into civil war. It could go into martial law. If the fire companies are already preparing for it on election day, what makes you think it's not going to really happen? You have a president that was on the TV who openly said on election day, the Proud Boys should stand by. He's using military lingo to let them know we're in Asia. Make sure you're there. He's also told us the bikers are with him, the police are with him, and the militias are with him. He's not saying this for no reason. So I think that we really should be much more serious about this, much more thoughtful in a different way. You can't always get what you want, and this is one of those times. Well, one thing I do want is I want to live and breathe after this. I don't want to be hauled off to some camp. I don't want black people to be get marched into camps and killed. I mean, I don't want any of that chaos. That's not a revolution. Okay. I mean, it's a revolution for the rich.
Very sobering thoughts today, Gwen, as usual. Thank you so much for calling and contributing today.
Thanks, Patrice.
From New Jersey, you're on the air, from Jersey City specifically.
Hey, hey, Patrice.
Hello.
It's hard to listen and not call in, I'm telling you, because people just get you riled up, man, with what they say. And I just love listening, man. I'm glad you have this program.
Me too. I'm very glad I have this program. I receive a great education every single day.
Absolutely. I like just listening to the people, especially when people call from, like the guy who called earlier. He was a comedian from California.
Yes.
You know, you got people who listen to you from all over the place. I don't know what's going on in California, but I'd rather hear it from him or his perspective than to hear it on the news. It's like, and in this crazy time, man, it's good to have this hour. Every day I try to make sure I'm by my computer so I can listen to you. I listen to Gary right before you, and then I listen to you, and then I go on and do whatever I'm trying to do. But anyway, that's not why I call. Gwen, you right on point. And I was shocked that Brother David said that he was going to put his vote in for Howie Hawks. Because, and his reasoning, and I understand his reasoning, is because New York is a blue state and the vote doesn't really count. I'm going to tell you something. And I think Ed from Jamaica called and said he was going to do the same thing. And Harvey in Chicago, people, listen to me. You can't strategize like that this time around.
Is this trial, appealing to you at all for any particular reason the vice presidential contest?
No, not at all. I'll watch the reruns. I won't be here at 7 o'clock, so I'm not even going to bother. It's irrelevant what they say. I don't trust any of them, Utrecht. I don't trust any of them. But I do know this. It is paramount that as many votes as possible can be cast against Trump so that the Electoral College has to take that into consideration, I think. But so I just don't think that strategy of just not voting for Biden is a smart idea. We have to get rid of Trump. We have to remove him from the public scene. This man is damaged. He's got to go back to real estate, making his money and being on reality TV, but you cannot be in international politics. This is ridiculous. We have to get rid of this man.
Get as close as you can for me on the question of the vice presidential candidates.
Okay.
What are your
My answer is directly as possible. I am not going to watch the debate tonight. I will catch parts of it on reruns. Whatever they are going to say tonight, it means nothing.
Why do you have that opinion?
Just like the guy, I think, I forget his name, the guy who called in from Maryland a little while ago. I'm just anti-system right now. The whole system to me just seems broken to the point where it's so broken that we're literally moving into a civil war kind of mentality. So I don't trust Biden. I don't trust the Democrats. I certainly don't trust Hillary Clinton. I don't want people to think that Duke and Jersey is a Democratic supporter. I don't trust none of them. But what I know is the damage that Trump will continue to do far outweighs the damage that Biden and the Democrats would do. And just like Gwen just said, Biden is weak. That means the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, the left wing, is going to have a little leverage on him. And that's all we can really hope for politically, besides what you always preach about doing what you can do as an individual and looking in the mirror and all of that. But in terms of national politics, Biden is weak, and if he gets in, we will have a little bit of leverage. He's not going to be telling the Proud Boys to stand by and, you know, all of this kind of crazy nonsense. So Trump has to be removed from the scene at any cost. Casting a vote for Howie Hawks is just, to me, you know, it just makes no sense. It's not a strategy. And as far as tonight, I'm not even interested in either one of them, what they got to say. They got nothing to say. And I'll talk to you Friday, Freestyle Friday.
So tell me what you really think.
Or can I say one more thing real quick? I'll say this real quick. I listened to David today when he called, and David said, I'm a paraphrase, but he said what he learned in school was basically nothing. He said they taught him how to be stupid. Didn't you hear him say that?
Yes, a reasonable approximation, yes.
And those were not his exact words, but that's paraphrasing what he said. And right before your show, I listened to Gary, and Gary called everybody that he could think of stupid, idiots, psychopaths. So when I call in, Utrecht, and I say to you that the masses of people, and I'm not talking American people, the masses of people worldwide are stupid. And you say, oh, well, you can't say that. You're not supposed to say that.
Well, it's a word that I find particularly hurtful.
Okay, so and I'm sorry you find it hurtful, and it's your show, and I wish I could find a better word to use, but I speak Ebonics, and Ebonics means you're speaking straight from the gut. The masses of people haven't even read a book.
We have a wide enough vocabulary that gives us options and what to say, because it is a very hurtful word.
Okay, but listen, you heard what David said. You heard what David said. You hear what Gary says.
Nuts when it's used to describe people.
Each person doesn't
hate that word.
Kardashians then hear about saving the planet. People don't care that there's wildfires burning California down to the ground. They don't care. They want to go on YouTube and see what Kim Kardashian wore today. Or, I mean, I could go on and on about it. The point is that the...
because you're out of time.
Okay. I'll talk with you Friday, hopefully. Love you, Utrecht.
All right. Thank you so much for your call today and your contribution. Ed from Jamaica, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Utrecht. How you doing?
Okay, Ed. How are you doing?
Me and my sons, we still here.
You're hanging by yourself. As long as you're hanging in. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a long and winding road. I know we got time is short. Let me make this quick. I think anybody that's voting in this election is voting against Trump more so than Biden, because Biden doesn't really offer anything. He hasn't said any clear policies. The main selling point that the Democratic Party has with him is that he's not Trump. So, I mean, that being said, I'm going to vote down ballot. I know what the previous caller said, but as long as the Electoral College exists, as long as it only takes 270 votes to win, and as long as the states agree to that and they haven't passed a state compact to change the Electoral College laws, it doesn't matter. New York is a blue state. I'm going to vote down ballot. I might vote for Howie Hawkins. I got to see how it goes because this is a numbers game, and there are only 8 key states that really matter in this whole thing. And that's part of the problem of the system that we have, number one. Number two, Trump is not that powerful. Trump is a sideshow. What people are missing is what's going on with the power elite and with the government on a whole. There are 3 branches, executive, legislative, and judiciary. Look at what's happening in the judiciary branch. Look how many conservative-minded right-wing judges are being appointed for lifetime appointments. Look at what's happening in the legislative branch. We're in the middle of an economic reset. We can't get any type of relief. Both sides are playing politics with the legislative branch as far as bringing the people relief. And we're just going by. We're not even saying. We're concentrating on minutia. You've got to look at the big picture. What I tell everybody is this. Concentrate on your local politics. Concentrate on local initiatives. Concentrate on things that can make your life better and educate the people around you for the future. Because anything else is a waste of time.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you, are you going to be tuning in to watch the great debate tonight?
Also, entertainment value. If I want to make a few laughs, I mean, you know, I know Kamala Harris's record. I know what she's about. I mean, I'm not familiar with Mike Pence, to be honest with you, because I haven't done that much research about him. He seems like a milquetoast. It might be funny. I know they're not going to be as animated or as visceral as their counterparts were. That just goes without saying. But it might be, well, you know, for giggles, I might watch it. Or I might read a book. I mean, you know, probably read a book.
Well, we see that on the one hand, he's so under the radar, I always have to pause and think about his name, the current vice president of the United States.
Yeah.
I always have to do that and say, I know he exists. I know he's there. I can't recall the name at the moment. But
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. because of the nature of that position, vice president, do you think that there would be an undue concern about elections for that particular position, and why?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the physicality of the president, per se, I mean, a lot of people on here, they get on here, they say Biden looks weak. They say Trump is this and that. The bottom line is, I'm not an MD. I don't have their vitals in front of me. I don't know what condition they're in. You know, I've known people that you thought would be dead next week, and they're still alive today. So, you know, that's a toss-up. You know, I mean, I know people that live the lifestyle that you... Huh? I know people that have lived a life.
They have continued to live.
I don't know.
We've come to the end of the program. I'm so sorry to say, but we can certainly continue it tomorrow. I want to thank you all. I am so very proud to be associated with this program because it means I'm associated with you. And every time we meet up with each other, there's a lot of learning going on. And I thank you sincerely for keeping that level of discussion going. I thank you really for that. I'm very proud of the program because I'm very proud of you and what you bring to it. Thank you so much. So let's meet up again tomorrow and see. Well, we'll see from tonight what happened, and then we'll discuss that tomorrow. Bye-bye.